Pockets to the occupied one, his attitude cocky, while his face was arranged in an expression implying sympathy.
"Did you hear me?"
he asked, as he stopped at the side of the man who was diligently hacking away at the straw and wood target with an extremely big sword.
"I heard. It is of no matter to me."
I spent a few moments in admiration of the interplay of his muscles, as Baltic continued to swing and thrust his sword into the target, his bare back shining with sweat. "It always did make my knees weak to see you wield a sword," I told the vision Baltic, moving around to see the front of him. His face was different, yet familiar to me. His hair dark ebony then, his chin more blunted. "I like your hair the dark chocolate color it is now, and your chin as well. Although you certainly were incredibly sexy before Thaler resurrected you. And your chest... oh my." I fanned myself with a bit of one of the shirts I was holding.
"Alexei says you have no choice. He says it is the command of your father."
Constantine cocked one eyebrow at Baltic, moving swiftly to the side when Baltic swung wide. "You look the same," I informed Constantine. "Evidently being brought back as a shade didn't affect your appearance, whereas resurrection does." "Interesting. I'll have to talk to Kawa about that the next time I see her. Still, you were handsome then, Constantine. But you didn't hold a candle to Baltic."
"My father does not control my life,"
Baltic snapped, his breath ragged now, as he continued to swing at the vaguely human-shaped target.
"Nor does Alexei."
I settled back against one of the targets, prepared to watch and learn what I could from the vision.
"He is our wyvern. You owe him your fealty,"
Constantine said, stiffening.
"You must do as he says. You must meet the lady." "Do not lecture me, Constantine,"
Baltic snarled, turning on him. Sweat beaded on his brow and matted the dark hair on his chest. Constantine took a step back when Baltic gestured toward him with the sword.
"You are Alexei's heir, not the wyvern himself. And I do not take well to being ordered about."
"Pax," Constantine said, throwing his hands up in the air in a gesture of defeat.
"I did not come to argue with you, old friend. I wanted simply to warn you that the lady had arrived, and Alexei is expecting you to do your duty and claim her as mate."
I had been idly wondering to myself when exactly this moment had taken place. Judging by the comments, it predated not only my own birth, but even the time when Baltic had been wyvern of the Black Dragon Sept. But as the two men argued, I had a sudden insight. "This is about the first dragon's demand. I redeem you, isn't it?" I asked the past Baltic. "This has something to do with whatever it is I'm supposed to accomplish to erase the stain on your soul. But that was due to the death of the innocent. And this... a maid?" It took a minute before Constantine's words sank into my brain. But when they did, the hairs on the back of my neck rose. I stalked forward to the two men, glaring at the former image of the love of my life, uncaring that this was only a vision. "You were supposed to take someone else as a mate? Who?"
"I've told Alexei of my decision,"
Baltic said, snatching up his discarded tunic and wiping his face with it before sheathing his sword.
"I have not changed my mind."
He turned and started up the hill of what was obviously the outer bailey of an early stone castle, stopping when Constantine called after him.
"And what of the first dragon? Will you defy him as well as Alexei? You are his only living son, Baltic." "I know what I am,"
Baltic snarled, and continued walking.
"The lady wants you! The first dragon is reported to desire you to take her as mate. Alexei has commanded it in order to avoid a war. Do you really?"